child rights activists in the county of Kobo district are concerned about the runaway teenage cases in the sub-county. Brian Sub-County Council was recently informed that 172 teenage pregnancy cases were registered in a record period of 6 months. Fikra Sitimas, who like a female district councillor representing Brian Sub-County, blames the increasing rate of teenage pregnancies to poor parenting.
One of the major factors for the increase of teenage pregnancy in the society is poor parenting. The girls, the boys, they move around. You find that these small children, they come at home late. The parents are already inside sleeping, but these are small girls, these are small boys who sneak in their houses to go out without the parents' notice.
But the chairperson of Brian Sub-County, George Okuga, said teenage mothers are not only from Brian Sub-County but also from the neighboring sub-counties of Olole, Oleba, and DR Congo. The district secretary for health services and education, Kogoboko, Isaac Todogo, said 718 pregnancies have been recorded between September and November this year in the health facilities, and warns that the number could be more because some cases are not reported. In an effort to mitigate the rise in cases, Todogo said the district health department has embarked on a community sensitization program on the dangers of teenage pregnancy.
We are reviewing the district performance in September. I think by mid-September, we have already gone to 780 young girls in the whole district that are caught with pregnancy. And this data does not tell you the total pregnancy of young girls within the whole district. Because these are girls who are going to us to our health facilities. What about those women at home? It's a big number.
Financial literacy and financial discipline are two intertwined concepts that are essential for achieving financial stability and long-term security. Financial literacy provides knowledge and skills needed to manage effectively, while financial discipline is the consistent practice of those skills, even when it requires short-term sacrifice. That is the reason some leaders in Arua City District have employed financial institutions to keep educating their customers about the concept of good money practices. Shida Zubeda Olekwa, a government official in Arua City, is concerned about exploitation of female vendors in Arua City markets.
We may not be able to trace. So we need a lot of financial literacy. My friend that has been marketed in this country. That is where the agricultural products go. And some of them are actually very related to this activity. And because they have the desire to get along and do not know where that happens at all, I want to say they will not share that they have been exploited. And I don't feel happy about that.
Similarly, Arua District Education Officer Chalari Omago emphasizes on the practice of financial discipline in the families.
Where we are now, it is very important that others are interested in it will be the us. I'm not talking about that those who want to develop what they call financial discipline. And we should find that that's another thing. We use the financial system.